Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
We were talking about this being the Steelers' highest profile game, maybe in a decade, maybe since 17 when Tom Brady and Jesse James collided on that fateful day at the artist formerly known as Heinz Field, Bob. There have been other big ones, but this one just feels like the entire NFL world is going to have its eyes on this game to see an all-time great. A legend, really, in Aaron Rodgers going against his former team who made one of the biggest trades in recent NFL memory. And Micah Parsons is coming off a 3-sack game. Two good teams, two flagship NFL franchises with legendary pasts colliding here. This is gigantic, Bob. And it's huge for the Steelers because we don't know what we have yet. Is it more of a 4-3? Yeah, another 9-8, 10-7, 8-9, whatever it's going to be year. Or are they really good? I can't tell. I'm not optimistic based on their last outing. I can tell you that.
Well, I think they've made it so that we don't know. And in the next four games, we'll get a better understanding given the level of competition, which increases. The only way this would have been even more impactful as far as a pre-hype game is if the Steelers had won impressively against Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Now, they're 5-1.
Yeah.
You got 4-1-1. Two teams that once met for a Super Bowl where Aaron Rodgers was the quarterback on the other side of it, and he has his chance to do this. I go back to the beginning of the season because we did not know that Aaron Rodgers was going to sign here at the time, and neither apparently did the NFL. That first game against the Jets was still a 1 o'clock game. I thought it would be switched tonight. He has this ability, this impactful demeanor in the way he plays and how he lives his life, and people are always talking about Aaron Rodgers. And now he's off to this great start with 14 touchdowns, is it now, after four in Cincinnati? Some of the better numbers you'll see around the NFL against the team that let him go in favor of Jordan Love. I think it's going to be outstanding atmosphere.
Bob, I'm trying to figure out, and luckily I have a phone which helps me do these things. Aaron Rodgers is on pace for how many touchdowns right now?
It's got to be 32. What's he has?
I think
14.
It's right around 40.
Is it that high?
It's 40.
Yeah.
He's on pace for 40 touchdowns. 39.6,
that's
Bob.
Pretty, and no one would have taken that bet if you had to pick
that's
a number.
That's amazing.
No, but it's, I mean, his passes. Look at the two passes he made to Freiermuth. I thought were just into traffic, but he put him in a place that only Pat could get him. That was it. Dynamic throws. And then Broderick Jones nearly ended his career. I can't believe that he did that. But he's all excitable. But you don't tackle the quarterback who had 2 years ago Achilles problems.
Are we talking about this enough? Do you realize, first of all, how many Steelers quarterbacks ever have had 40 touchdown passes in a season? Wrong.
I would imagine just one.
None.
None? Not even Ben?
How many Steelers quarterbacks have had 35 touchdown passes in a season limits?
Wrong. One. Ben.
None. Run. None. Wrong. None, I should have said. Ben's career best was 34, and that was the Steelers' record. If I would have told you on the day Rodgers signed that he was going to smash their single season record for touchdown passes, I think we all would have been quite happy, Bob. Yes?
Yes, and surprised. I wouldn't have, you know, what was your thought coming into this? I know what I thought.
I didn't think he could. I thought he was going to be late stage Ben, like he would be okay, right. But
he's been much better than that. He's also showing you his ability to get out of, you know, move out of the pocket, make throws
more
on the
more
fly.
Each week.
And
yeah,
that 70-yard throw at the end of the game, that was stunning to me. I thought
there was more of a chance of bust than boom with him.
Certainly. I mean, just because of the age and coming off what he's coming off. But, man, that's so far so good. And you talked earlier about the Steelers' future plans for a quarterback. Is the immediate future another return of Aaron Rodgers?
Could be. I mean, at this point, what's the alternative? Let's hit the phones, Bob.
Let's go to our guy, Robin West Mifflin, to chime in.
Hey, Rob.
What's up, Rob?
Hey, good morning, folks. How y'all doing, man?
Good.
After watching this week's football, man, I'm totally convinced. I know my man City Limits is that Kansas City's still the best team in the AFC. I know we're all still waiting for the slipper to fall off Daniel Jones and them, but I watched that whole game yesterday, man. If they stay healthy, they're going to definitely be a problem. But Jonathan Taylor, you know, he always stumble up and miss a couple games every year, but a lot of people ain't talking about it, man, but Colts look real, real good, and it's time for
Tyler Warren too, big time.
Harbaugh, man, Harbaugh's fool's gold, man. Like him and Herbert, man, they're fool's gold. Like I'm not impressed with them, and like I said a couple weeks ago, man, you know the division was wide open because I told Joe and y'all that Joe Burrow gets hurt every year. I wasn't wishing an injury on him or anything, but. It was wide open, but you know, sitting at 5-1 would have been a lot better at 4-2 going into this game. But I just want to take y'all thoughts on how y'all think the AFC is shaping out, and y'all think the Colts is nobody's really talking about them because they look real good yesterday.
Just the way you do from here, Bob, when we talked about it in the first segment. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Rob. It's all adding up to Kansas City again.
Indy will be a player in this, though. I believe they have sustainability. Shane Steichen has made things easier for Daniel Jones, and you can tell his talent has taken over. And they have a good offense to begin with Jonathan Taylor operating at his best. So,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not so sure of their defense yet. I'm going to wait and see as this season goes on. But they're scoring points. But it's still Kansas City. I mean, when you look at the number of eligibles that he utilizes, and now with Rice back, I mean, it's almost like pick your poison there. How do you defend them?
And you can tell he's feeling it, and he knows. Yeah. He knows that this is probably his best assortment of weapons in a couple of years.
Yes.
And Rice just came back yesterday. It's wildly depressing. Hopefully they'll have to go on the road and it won't be the Arrowhead Invitational again. Limits, let's do a little six-pack of questions. Burning hot steel. There we go. Ron's probably 11 deep in Fort Myers already, Bob, right?
One per hour?
Yeah.
Yes, we're 11 hours in.
Concern level with TJ Watt. This is an interesting story to me. He only has 4 sacks. The leader in the NFL has 9. TJ's way down, tied for 19th. Byron Young also has 9 for the Rams. Benito has become the AFC guy with 8. It's not like TJ, he's still only kind of one great game off being among the leaders, but something doesn't quite feel right, especially coming off that last game. Tackles for loss, TJ is way down at 27th with just 5. Nick Herbig has more tackles for loss and sacks than TJ. So concern level 1 to 5 for TJ as far as the question being, is he still an elite defensive player of the year type of guy?
I would say 4. I still believe he is. I still think what's happening here is, first of all, I thought the Steelers were going to move him around a little bit to take some of the, you know, defensive or the offensive play calling away from him, which is what they've done. They double team him at times. They run away from him. That's yeah. still a sign, and that's playing right into Nick Herbig, who's been somebody who's like a Tasmanian devil out there. He's just making plays that when he gets in there, he didn't have enough of them in this last game for me. But I think he still has an impact on what goes on, even if he's not showing up statistically. But when you're making $40 million a year, you have to show up statistically too. I think that's also on their defensive coaches to come up with a way to move him around and free him up. Schematics matter here in this kind of stuff. You can't just put him in the same position if everyone is going to go in the other direction and avoid him.
All right. So in all of that, Bob, is he having a disappointing start? Or is it sounds to me like you think it's more about the way he's being deployed than his actual play. I think he was practically invisible in a lot of one-on-one situations against Amarius Mims. I'm disappointed. I think this is a disappointing start by TJ Watt. And there is some level of concern once you crack 30. Is he the same guy? I'm not going to go there fully. Like I said, one giant game and he's up among the sack leaders again. But I do have a level of concern that he may have slipped just a bit. I do.
And I understand that. But what I'm telling you is I still think he can disrupt game plans because of how they focus on him.
Not if they can block him one-on-one.
Well, that happens from time to time. It does. But I also think when they're running the ball left as much as they do, it kind of that's why they experimented with this a little bit in training camp, and they haven't gone back to it. He's lining up the same way, and I think it makes it a little easier for opposition to make sure you take care of him. Don't let him impact the game, and they haven't. That's on him, too, absolutely. I still think at the end of the year, though, you're going to find games that he will impact. The one in Minnesota was one of those games. I thought against Cleveland.
He did save his biggest play the other night for their only stop on Cincy's last 8 drives was him and, I think, Cam combined on a sack. So even then, he came up with a big play, but he was mostly invisible. And I'll tell you what, it's not helping him that the guy on the other side is completely invisible, and that's Alex Highsmith with 0 pressure. So the top of the hour, maybe a bigger and related question. Where was Nick Herbig the other night, and is he better than Alex Highsmith? Should he actually start over Alex Highsmith?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at how I met your mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.